Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is a terrific Thursday, September 22nd, 2016, the first day of autumn. Oh my gosh. Oh, this year just seems to be going by so fast, and I'm just excited that you guys have tuned in and joined in with me as we start this new season of Couch Conversations. If you've been tuning in, you know that the show is all about FOIL doesn't work. FOIL is usually used in math as a linear equation. It talks about first, outside, inside, last. And I happen to believe that that recipe is something that we've carried over out of math class into real life and applied it to all sorts of things. We've applied it to our marriages, we've applied it to our homes, we've applied it to our self-image and our self-respect. We want to deal with what's on the outside and address all that and spend tons of money, time, and energy on the outside first. Then we want to give whatever the scraps or whatever's left to the inside. And that's not even, and that's just what it is. Society, and our American society, has said, hey, this is what beauty is. You need to subscribe to this image of beauty, this stigma of beauty, because that's what it is. Because beauty, and whereas popular changes so constantly, one decade you want this area of your body big, the next decade you want this area of your body small. Then you want to pump this up, you want to fill this in. You have to walk this way, you have to wear this certain thing. All of that is to address and adorn what's on the outside. There's nothing wrong with having nice things and being healthy and taking care of yourself. Nothing wrong with that. I want to make sure that I put that out there. Nothing wrong with that. That's great. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be well. We want you to, you know, have a good self-image of yourself. But what I'm saying is, if at any time you are spending more time on your exterior than you are on your interior, you might be doing it backwards. You might want to switch and change some things around for your good, because what happens is we get so caught up on the outside and the exterior and those things that we neglect our soul, we neglect our feelings, we neglect our emotions until stuff gets out of control, and then people send us to classes like anger management. When had we addressed original issues, things would have not spiraled so far as they have. And we can look at headlines, especially this week. We can look at headlines of situations that if they were addressed when it first happened, if things were properly dealt with in the beginning, if we would spend more time on our own soil, addressing our own issues within our own infrastructure, our own departments and legislators and legislation, instead of going across seas and overseas and telling every other country how to handle their stuff, then maybe our stuff wouldn't look so raggedy and be so hurtful and be so emotion-packed right now. But the stuff that you don't deal with is the stuff that starts to grow, and it starts to grow out of control. I grew up in a very nice ranch-style house. In front of our house, it was a sidewalk that took you from the car to the front step. Now, occasionally, on a consistent basis, some sort of grass, some sort of weed, some sort of something would find its way through the crack, some little minute crack in the sidewalk, and be in the wrong place. Grass should be on the outside of the sidewalk, not growing in the middle of the sidewalk, not growing in the cracks of the sidewalk. And so that had to be addressed. And it's not just, oh, let me snip, snip, cut it. Let me get to the root of it and kill it because it's out of place. Now, if the grass would stay where the grass is supposed to be, then the grass would have been okay. It would have got its regular maintenance, you know, once a week cutting in the right season. But because the grass seed grew in the wrong spot, now I have to get to the root of the situation because I don't want this grass growing out of my concrete, or I don't want this dandelion in the middle of my concrete. I don't want this weed in the middle of my concrete. Now, if you leave, or if we would have left the dandelion, the grass, or the weeds in that cracked area, guess what? More would grow. The crack would increase, and you'd have a bigger issue. The same is true in your life, in my life, in all of our lives. There are certain cracks that we all have within us, just because some of us, that's how we're built. We've got cracks. Certain other cracks have come from the life that we've led We'll leave that for another show, our lifestyle choices. Some of them are handed down to us. Some of it, whatever the case may be, how the crack got there, there are certain cracks in our infrastructure. If we can find ways to positively deal with those cracks when something small comes up, and we don't just weed and trim around the crack, but we get to the actual root of the matter. Oh, why is this crack here? Maybe I should seal this crack up so nothing else comes up out of it. Or maybe I'll continue to deal with the roots of the weed that's growing and just deal with that, because I'm okay with my sidewalk having cracks as long as nothing else comes through them. So I'm okay with having, let's just say, anger issues as long as I'm not physically aggressive with others. Cool. Some people do that. That's fine. But if you never address the crack and you never address the root of the issue, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have more of the thing that you're ignoring. The thing that you're ignoring, I know some of you guys hear my co-host in the background. Isn't she adorable? Thank you. Yeah, that's my five-month-old daughter, Princess Jay, and she's just helping me out, make sure I stay on track and stay focused. So thank you for your 2 cents, ma'am. But here's the thing. If we don't address the smaller issues when they're small issues, if we don't address what's going on in the cracks of our infrastructure when it's little and small, it's going to get bigger. It's going to erupt. It's going to explode. And when you have a field of dandelions growing in the middle of a sidewalk, it's like, what? What's really going on? The house that I live in now, we have a sidewalk that goes from the back door to the back alley. You can see about half of the sidewalk in the summertime. Not because we don't keep the grass cut on a regular basis, but because it's been so overgrown for so long and it has not been a priority of the previous people who live there or ours to just go ahead and dig around it, get the weed killer, and get rid of it. And so now it has disappeared. The same is true in our society. The same is true of the headlines that we're seeing, the news reports that we're seeing. Someone chose not to deal with an issue, or two, or three, or an infrastructure, or a legislator, or a political view when it was small. And now that it's wild and rampant and out of control, everyone wants to put in their 2 cents, but we're still not addressing the issue. And so when you have a little group of people who say, hey, I'm going to address it this way, I'm going to stand up and address the issue. Or you have a group of people who say, nope, I'm going to sit down and address the issue. Or you have another group of people saying, hey, I'm going to take a knee and address the issue. Oh, you still have the peanut gallery saying, nope, that's wrong. You can't address it standing up. You can't address it sitting down. You can't address it on your knees. Well, I'm confused. Do we even want to address the issue, or do we want to attack those who are addressing the issue? Because the issue is still there. We're sitting here arguing over dandelions and lilies in the valley and all that stuff. We're not addressing any issues, and now stuff is out of control. Now we have riots and victimization and trauma, and again, we have people with their 2 cents saying, that's not how you deal with it. And the same is true in your life. You have situations in your life. We'll go with anger because that seems to be where we're going today. When it's small, we don't want to deal with it. Are you really mad about this situation here, or is it something deeper? Like, are you really mad that someone pulled out in front of you and nearly caused an accident? Or are you mad about something else and you're taking out with your car horn in the middle of traffic on 9 to 5 at 7 o'clock in the morning? See, if we get to the real root of the issue, then we can make a plan for peace. Peace in our homes, peace in our mind, peace in the car ride to work, peace for our nation. Or we can continue to allow this stuff to bubble over, and it's just going to end up being like a shaking can of soda. One day, with enough pressure, it's just going to explode. And then we're left with mess all over the walls, because right now the situation is looking real messy. We're left with mess at the election polls, because that's looking real messy. We're looking at mess in our own lives because our lives are looking real messy, and no one's addressing what caused the mess. If you have a shaking can of soda, it's the carbonation in the small container that's building up pressure. If you have a country that has multiple races within it, and yet you still have an infrastructure that only wants to acknowledge or pay tribute to one of the multiple races, at some point in time, you got to know that that's going to bubble over and there's going to be an explosion, especially if you're preaching that everything is supposed to be equal and there's no equality. or especially if you're preaching that all lives matter and everything is equal, when in actuality, there's not equality. So that's not homeostasis, that's not balance. And the same thing is in your life. When things are not balanced, guess what's going to happen? Chaos is going to come. And so when things are out of control because we're dealing with stuff that's on the outside, oh, we're dealing with this and we're trimming that, or we're throwing money here, there, and everywhere, but we're not addressing the root of the issue. Okay, you had a trauma in your youth. That is the first issue we need to address. Okay, you're from a single-parent home and you feel some sort of way about that. That is the issue we need to address. Oh, your father ignored you for X amount of years, and you feel that so-and-so is the favorite. That is the issue we need to address. We need to call things what they are. You are clinging to men that don't want you because your daddy left you, and you don't know how to deal or appreciate or approach a man because you were never shown that. Call it what it is. You don't have to be called a whore and a whoremonger and all the other things that go along with that, or possibly could go along with that. You just have to call what it is what it is. And so as we pull out our mirrors and we're reflecting over the weekend and we're giving time to ourselves, because that's the first thing we need to do, put down the daggone electronics and stuff and telephones and other people in our lives that we've used as crutches and distractions for so long, and say, forget the distraction. Just for this weekend, I'm going to look at myself and deal with me. Why am I not any further along than I need to be? Why am I not any further along than I am? What am I doing to sabotage me? What have I done, and how can I get better at becoming the best version of me? Why do I want to subscribe to their image of beauty that's ever-changing? Or their image of wifehood from people who've never been successful wives? Or why do I want to be that type of father when I know there's another type that I could be? These are all the choices that we have to make as adults. Again, if you're over 25, this is the time to get it right, to leave that notion of foil behind. Your 100 pairs of Jordan collection, that's great. How much have you put aside for retirement? Do you have a prepaid funeral? Is your family going to be left with some responsibilities when you're gone that you could have handled while you were here? Have you passed on some family legacy, some family recipes? Have you spent time with your family? Oh, you were out chasing something that has eluded you, and you made the choice to be something that you were never meant to be for X amount of years. Oh, now you're in a midlife crisis because you think, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? You don't have to go into crisis mode. You can really just calm down, take a deep breath. You are alive today. What can you do today? What can you do today that will help make tomorrow and 3 months from now better? You don't have to continue in your addictions. You don't have to continue in your obsessive behavior. You don't have to continue on that path. The choices you make today, just in the next 24 hours, I want to say the weekend, but the next 24 hours can be paramount to the change that you need to make in your life, or the changes that need to be made in your life. But only you can make that choice, hold yourself accountable to living your life out loud. When you want it bad enough, you'll go get it. Something me and my husband say often, when your shoes get tight enough, you will change them. No one wants to walk around in shoes that hurt their feet. And no one wants to live a life that's incomplete. Wouldn't it be terrible, terrible for you to live all of these years, have lost as much as you've lost along the way, friends, family, material objects, wisdom, knowledge, all of that, along the way, and not live your fullest life? You lost all of that for what? What knowledge did you gain from it? What self-control have you gotten from it? What introspection and wisdom have you shared with others from your experience? Or do you just want to continue to live the way you want to live? I mean, because if that's really your choice, then continue to do what you're doing and live it up. But if you want change, and if you want more, and you desire more, it's a great time to take out the mirror, have a real conversation with yourself about yourself. And let's really start to plan and decide, okay, what are we really willing to do? Are we really, what are we really willing to give up? What are we really willing to do to go after, to obtain, to have the life that we were really meant to have from the very beginning? The choice is yours. I'm just your host. I'm your life coach. I'm your homie on the radio. So this weekend, the challenge is pull out the mirror. Give yourself 15 to 30 minutes of mirror time this weekend. So you have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to pull out that mirror for at least 30 minutes and say, hey, I'm going to be real with me and really be real about it. I'm so glad you guys are tuning in. This foil series is everything. It's going to be life-changing. It's going to be dramatic in your life. Continue to tune in. We are going to be here every Tuesday and Thursday morning, all fall season. Thank you guys so much. I'm your host, Rev J. Always check us out on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're there reminding you that your life is worth living and living out loud. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.